हे राधे, हे मर्सीफुल श्री राधे, your separation from Krishna, your prayer to have Krishna's association, we are hearing about these topics every morning, little by little.
তাহলে আমরা অদ্য অষ্টম দিবস
Today is the eighth day of our katha.
Sri Sri Bhramar Geet Shravan korte cholechi.
And we keep hearing about Bhramar Geeta.
Koto adbhut, koto mohimannito.
How amazing! How glorious are these topics? It's not possible to describe in complete.
Srimati Radharanir Krishna Birahoru Bilap.
This lamentation of Srimati Radharani in her separation from Krishna, it's not possible to describe. Uddhavji Maharaj is speechless. He haven't ever seen or heard about such a pure love as the one that Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani have towards Krishna. And thus he is speechless, he can't even utter a word. Seeing Uddhavji Maharaj, all the gopis start expressing their transcendental anger towards Krishna. It's not possible to find faults in the Supreme Lord. If the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna would possess some faults, he wouldn't be the Supreme Lord. How could he be the Supreme Lord? There are no faults in the Supreme Lord. If there would be some faults, he wouldn't be called the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Vraja Gopis and Sri Radharani, they possess a qualification that allows them to find faults in Krishna even. So they are finding faults in Krishna, they are chastising him, they are lamenting, and we keep hearing about these topics. Amongst all the Vraja Gopis, Srimati Radharani is the personification of purest love for Sri Krishna. She is an ocean of love for Sri Krishna. In order to have association of Sri Krishna, desiring to have his association, she is remembering him. And at this point, Srila Shukadev Goswami is saying to Sri Parikshit Maharaj, he is saying one gopi. Amongst all the endless numbers of gopis, he is choosing one gopi and saying, this gopi, this one gopi. Who is this gopi? It is merciful Srimati Radharani, the one in whom the waves of purest love for Sri Krishna are rising.
Shukadev Goswami, tini jodi bolen,
if Shukadev Goswami would say, Hey Radhe, Hey Merciful One, he would enter into Samadhi for 3 months, for 6 months, for whole year. He would stay in Samadhi for 3 months, for 6 months, for whole year. And then what would happen? He wouldn't be able to complete the Srimad Bhagavatam Katha for Sri Parikshit Maharaj. Sri Shukadev Goswami has promised to Sri Parikshit Maharaj, I will speak Srimad Bhagavatam for you day and night, 24 hours for whole 7 days, and I will complete it within this time. So if he would enter into Samadhi, he wouldn't be able to accomplish it. This is why he haven't pronounced Srimati Radharani's name. Srila Shukadev Goswami is such a great worshipper, such a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. And if he would say, Hey Radhe, Hey Sri Radhe, Hey Merciful One, he would immediately enter into Samadhi. How is Srimati Radharani? What are her qualities? It's very, very hard to understand it. Very hard. The essence of all the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. The essence of all the Vedas, Vedanta, all the Shastras is Srimad Bhagavatam. And after churning Srimad Bhagavatam, what will come out? This purest love of Srimati Radharani towards Sri Krishna, this indescribable purest love, this purest love has arisen upon churning Srimad Bhagavatam. All our Acharya Pads are saying that Radharani Tattva is the most secret, the most hidden. It's not easy to find these topics about Srimati Radharani in Shastra. Every morning, little by little, we are hearing about these topics. So nobody is able to describe glories of Srimati Radharani. She is indescribable. Still, when we hear these topics, descriptions of Srimati Radharani, we are becoming blissful. And the purest love for Srimati Radharani, for Sri Krishna, is appearing in us. The These topics are known only to Vraja Rasik Bhaktas. All the time they are calling Radharani's names. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. All the Bhakta Vrinda of Sri Vrindavan, not only them, but also the animals, birds, and trees, they are not ordinary living entities. And they are all calling Sri Radharani's name. Radhe, Radhe. They're doing japa of Radharani's name. They're not waiting for any other mantras, for any other guru-given mantras. These Rasik Bhaktas. Their only mantra is Radhe, Radhe. We can see that when we come to Vraj. In all the places, Radharani's name is being heard. Radhe, Radhe. From all the four sides, Radharani's name is being heard. So these internal Vraja Rasik Bhakta, these Bhaktas, they are understanding to some point about Srimati Radharani. And by the mercy of Sadhu, Guru and Vaishnava, we can also understand about these points. Otherwise, without understanding Srimati Radharani, we wouldn't be able to understand Sri Krishna. Shastra is saying that there is no difference between Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna. Srimati Radharani is Sri Krishna's Hladini Shakti, his bliss-giving potency. And she is appearing from Sri Krishna's limbs. Why does she appear? To give pleasure to Sri Krishna. Radha and Krishna are one. There is no difference amongst them. Just for the sake of Leela, it seems that they are separated. But actually, they are one. There is not a drop of difference between them. So this personification of purest love for Sri Krishna, this ocean of love for Sri Krishna, we are hearing about these topics. As they are described by Sri Shukha Muni. Shukadev Goswami is saying, amongst all these endless numbers of gopis, there is this one gopi, and she is not saying anything. What does she do? Srimati Radharani Ji, what did she do at this time? Desiring to have association of Sri Krishna, to meet with him, what did she do? She was remembering him. She was meditating about him. She was remembering him in order to have Krishna's association. Desiring to have his association, she was thinking of him. She was remembering him. At this time, suddenly, one blackish bumblebee. This blackish bumblebee has come and started buzzing around Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. As the brahmanas are chanting mantras, this bumblebee was buzzing. In her transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna, Srimati Radharani was considering, this is the messenger of Sri Krishna and he is buzzing around my feet. So in her transcendental anger towards Krishna, desiring to have his association, Sri Radharani was remembering Sri Krishna. And this blackish bumblebee has come at her lotus feet. And she starts speaking to Sri Uddhavji. Krishna is bad. He has left us. He has broken all his promises and he has gone. So in this transcendental anger towards Krishna, she is finding faults in him. And we keep hearing about these topics. And we are hearing little by little. Why? Because in the Vedas, these topics about Srimati Radharani are hidden. They are very secret. So we keep hearing little by little. Sri Radharani is personification of purest love for Sri Krishna. These references about Srimati Radharani, our acharyas are given from where? From Agni Purana. So Agni Purana is saying that this mentioned one gopi or some gopi is no one else but Sri Radharani herself. Sri Radharani herself. Being absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, in her separation from Sri Krishna, at the same time desiring to have his association, and expressing this transcendental anger, she is speaking this Brahmar Gita. And she is speaking it to Sri Uddhavji. This deep transcendental mood of Srimati Radharani is manifesting in many ways. And highest point of her transcendental, deepest mood, the purest love for Sri Krishna is Mohanakya Mahabhav. And one of the manifestations of this purest love is Chitra Jalpa. This kind of transcendental loving manifestation is not found in anyone, just in Srimati Radharani and her Vraja Gopis. Only it's possible to see it in them. Otherwise, it's not seen anywhere.
কল্পতরার গলিতম ফলম নিগম বেদ, নিগম মানে বেদ, বেদের পরিপক্ক ফল হচ্ছে এই শ্রীমদ ভাগবত।
The fruit of all the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the essence of whole Srimad Bhagavatam is this Brahmar Gita. There is no other chapter greater than this one. This is the greatest chapter within Srimad Bhagavatam. Amongst 80,000 shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, the greatest are the shlokas of this Brahmar Gita. No other chapter, no other shlokas are more glorious than it. Deeper than endless oceans is this Radha Tattva. Nobody is able to understand it, to speak about it. Its greatest secret, it's the deepest secret. Radharani Tattva is so secret, so hidden. But through Brahmar Gita, we have getting some information about it. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand it. So we are coming to have the darshan, to understand these topics little by little. The Supreme Shakti, the Supreme Energy of the Supreme Lord is Sri Radha. There was one old great soul, Mahatma, and I've asked him the question. He was Bhajanandi saint, and I have asked him, Baba, what will happen when we chant Radharani's name? And he answered, look, if you only once say, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe, please rescue me, please protect him. Indra himself sent his main weapon. He will send his weapon of thunderbolts. Shri Shiv, Shri Mahadev, he will send his Trishul weapon in order to protect the devotee who is chanting the name of Srimati Radharani and calling for protection. The Supreme Lord will send him Sudarshan Chakra to protect such a devotee. So it's very hard, almost no one can understand in complete the glories of Srimati Radharani and her name. One of our greatest acharyas, Srila Jiv Goswami, is describing these topics about Srimati Radharani in his Shikram Sandarbha. So the supreme energy of the Supreme Lord is Sri Radharani.
মূল নাম হচ্ছে রুদ্র কারণ জন্মের পরেই ব্রহ্মাজি থেকে উৎপন্ন হওয়ার পরেই তিনি রোদন করেছিলেন
এন্ড অল দি আদার ম্যানিফেস্টেশনস অফ দ্য লর্ড
মহাদেবের মুখ্য নাম হচ্ছে রুদ্র
The same way it happens, for example, Shri Rudra, Shri Shiv, he is called Shri Rudra because when he appeared from Shri Brahma, he was crying. So one of his names related to this is Shri Rudra. So when he appears, his energy, Shri Rudrani, is appearing. In the same way, along with Shri Narayan, the Lord of Shri Vaikuntha, his energy, Shri Lakshmi Devi, is appearing. In this way, Shastra is saying that all the other devatas, for example, Kurma is coming with Kurmi, Matsya is coming with Matsi, Narasimhadev is coming with Narasimhi, and in this way, each form of the Lord, each avatar of the Lord, each deva as manifestation of the Lord is coming with his internal Shakti, his internal energy. And in the same way as all these forms of the Lord are coming from him, all these female counterparts of all of them are coming from Srimati Radharani herself. So here in Mathura Mandala, in Shri Vraja, Shri Krishna is present, being dressed in his golden yellowish dhoti. So two greatest of his lovers are Shri Radharani and Shri Chandravali. Amongst them, amongst two of them, Shri Radharani is the greatest. So from her, from Srimati Radharani, all the other female counterparts of the other forms of the Lord, of the devatas, like Lakshmi, Durga, etc., they're all coming from Radharani's limbs. All their energy or their powers, their Shakti is coming from Shri Radharani's Shakti, from Shri Radharani's energy. So further in the Shastras, it's been described that Shri Radharani is Shri Krishna's Hladini Shakti, bliss-giving potency. For example, when the milk is being cooked and it becomes thick, it's called kheer. So this condensed form of the purest love for Shri Krishna is Mahabhav. And only our Srimati Radharani is possessing it. So Radha Tattva is very hidden, very secret. Shri Krishna Das Goswami Pad in his Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, or this bliss-giving Shri Radharani, what is the other name of her? It's Prem, it's purest love for Shri Krishna. Srimati Radharani is personification of purest love for Shri Krishna. And the essence of the purest love is Mahabhav, and it's being possessed by Shri Radha Thakurani. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that the essence of all prem, all purest love for Shri Krishna is Mahabhav.
সেই মহাভাব কার মধ্যে আছে?
And who possesses this Mahabhav? It's being possessed by Srimati Radharani herself.
Amongst
all the lovers of Sri Krishna, as many as they are, the greatest is Sri Radharani. Sri Radharani is complete energy, and the source, the most complete source of this energy is Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is the source of all energies, and Srimati Radharani is His complete energy. There is no difference between them, between Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani. A drop, a tinge of difference between them is not existing. Sri Krishna is the source of all the energies, and Sri Radharani is His complete energy. There is no difference between Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. They are one. Radha is Krishna and Krishna is Radha. There is proof in Shastra regarding this. So many examples are given in Shastra regarding it. Sri Radha and Krishna are one form. But in order to relish Leela, they are becoming two. They are taking two forms. In order to relish Leela, in order that Krishna will experience bliss, relish bliss, Srimati Radharani is appearing. So Sri Radharani is appearing from the limbs of Krishna. She is His bliss-giving potency in order to make Him relish Leela, to relish nectar of Leela. If someone is desiring bliss, if someone is desiring happiness, they are not able to gain it on their own. If someone wants to relish bliss, they are considering the need of the presence of other person to whom they would be able to speak, exchange different kind of thoughts, words, and other exchanges, and thus relish bliss, thus relish happiness. So all these varieties of bhaktas, from Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalya, and Madhur bhavas, why are they there? In order that Krishna can relish exchanges with them, that can relish ras, that can relish bliss. Sri Krishna is the Supreme Brahman, but He is taking birth. And why? He is doing that in order to give bliss to His devotees. He, although being the Supreme Brahman, He is taking a form, a human-like form, in order to give bliss to His devotees. Although He is unborn, He is showing His leela of taking birth. Although He is unmanifested, He is appearing in such a form, taking birth.
তারা প্রশ্ন করেন।
So Shri Radharani and Shri Krishna are one. Once in Singapore, some devotees asked the question, I won't mention the name. So this devotee has asked, Oh Maharaj, why are you chanting the name of Srimati Radharani all the time? Why are you saying Radharani? What does it mean? If someone is asking such a question, means they are ignorant, they don't understand. Shri Radharani and Shri Krishna are one. They are one form, but they are appearing as a two. Otherwise, there is no difference between them. So Radha Tattva is very hard to understand. Not everyone can understand it. Without mercy of Shri Radharani, without understanding Shri Radha Tattva even a little bit, without the mercy, it's not possible to understand it. Now we are going to hear one example from Padma Purana. For example, someone would say, Shri Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Shastra is saying this, and if someone would consider that means the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, his name should be chanted. What does it mean to chant the names of Shri Radharani? But Shri Krishna himself is saying in this shloka, it's being mentioned Shri Vishnu, but we should understand that it means Shri Krishna. So Shri Krishna is saying, Shri Radharani is my dearest. That's clear. He's saying himself. And in this particular shloka, Shri Krishna is saying, Shri Radharani is dearest of me, she's my dearest, and in the same way, her lake, her kunda, Shri Radha Kunda, is dearest to me. In the same way, how Shri Radharani is my dearest, also her lake is dearest to me. So this is one example from Shri Padma Purana. There are so many references, but it's not easy to understand. So Shri Radha Tattva is so hidden, so secret. And it's not easy to understand it. In Adi Purana, the Lord Himself is saying too. Yatro Vrindavanam Puri Tatrapi Gopika Parto Yatro Radha Bhida Mama. What's in Hey Arjun? Prasanga Krome. He is saying, Hey Arjun, step by step, the Lord is saying, in whole the universe, this earth is fortunate. Why? Because there is Shri Vrindavan Dham. The place of my pastimes is manifest is on the earth. And which part of Shri Vrindavan is the greatest? We are coming, having darshan of Shri Vrindavan Dham. We are saying Shri Radhe Radhe. We are remembering the leelas and having the darshan of the places of different leelas. We are doing parikrama of Shri Giriraj Govardhan. So who is the greatest here in Shivraja? Gopikas, Shivraja gopis are the greatest. And amongst them, who is the greatest? Shri Radha is the greatest. So Shri Krishna is saying to Shri Arjun, Shri Radharani is the greatest. It's not possible to describe her incomplete. So Shri Krishna is the Supreme Lord. No one else can compare with him. No one can compare with him. So amongst all the Shaktis, all the energies of Shri Krishna, Shri Radharani is the greatest. Also in Shri Gautamiya Tantra, there are so many descriptions. So we are going to hear about these topics from Shri Gautamiya Tantra tomorrow. So quoting from Shri Gautamiya Tantra, our acharyas are commenting in their commentaries, and we are going to hear about these topics tomorrow. So we are going to conclude our Shri Radha Katha here, and further topics we are going to hear tomorrow. Early in the morning, 5 o'clock, we are going to continue hearing. And today we are concluding our katha here.